forgiveness. As we talk about this challenging topic, let us acknowledge that withholding forgiveness has negative consequences on almost every part of our lives. If we are unwilling to practice forgiveness, if we don't know how to do this, or if we don't do it well, it affects our spiritual well-being and our relationship with others, and finally, our relationship with God. And we remember Jesus taught us to pray, "Forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us." So our lack of forgiveness brings tension in every part. So we also know that this affects our physical well-being. Many studies talk about the negative impact of holding on to bitterness, anger, hate, and hurt, and it increases our stress level, bringing chemicals into our body more than our brain usually generates because of the stress. And it causes higher blood pressure, cardiac disorders, and so many things. And sometimes we find depression and anxiety as the consequences of unwillingness to forgive. So there is an old saying, when you are unwilling to forgive, it is like drinking a bottle of poison and hoping it hurts the other person. So that is going to be something we will talk about today. So we have been talking about sin with forgiveness. I want to remind you of that again. Even though we don't prefer to talk about sin, this terminology, it is essential. Sin, in the Old Testament, it means stray from the path. You have it on the screen, katar, in Hebrew. Stray from the path. And in the New Testament, it is hamartia. It means miss the mark, miss the target. So we have said that there is a path that we are meant to take in our life. When it comes to our relationship with others, it is justice and love, doing unto others as we would have them to do unto us. And we also know that we struggle in life because we are human beings and we end up straying from the path. When we stray from the path, we have a gap developed between us and others, me and others. And in the case of God, we feel that we are separated from God. There is nothing can separate us from God, but we feel it. With others, we feel a gap or wall built up between us. And it is a sort of understanding of what sin affects our lives. Sometimes, people stray from the past just a little bit. Just a little bit. And they probably come back soon. Now, to think about that, you come from your work. Your spouse or friend is short with you. You could think they had a bad day. Maybe their tone of voice is kind of high and irritating. And you could be, oops. Then you could end up yelling and shouting at them. But you know it will make it worse. Or you recognize she had a bad day, or he had a tough day. Does it happen to you, right? No? Does it only happen in my house? I do that sometimes. Anyway, we could understand, wait, and forgive, because part of the path is slow to anger and show mercy. And it happens every day at our home, work,
and everywhere, and we have to decide, what do we do with that? What can I do with that? I think we may find this happening in Peter's asking. When he came to Jesus, he asked in Matthew chapter 18, Lord Jesus, if any member of the church sins against me, how many times should I forgive? Now, let's wait. Wait a second. What was the church when Peter asked this question? 12 disciples and Jesus, right? So he's talking about one of his fellow disciples here. He said, 7 times? Is that enough? Who knows? What if Peter has already forgiven 7 times one of his fellow disciples and he was about to punch him? We don't know what's going to happen behind. Then Jesus said, No, please. Not 7 times, but 77 times. Okay, somebody just saved the day. This conversation says that our life should be characterized by grace, mercy, through forgiveness. Why? Let me ask you, how many small and big sin or wrongdoing or wrong decision do we commit against God in our daily lives, in thought, word, and action? A lot! So many times, I may say 100 times an hour, every day. During the week, I found a fun video clip, so I think I found myself in the video clip, so I want to share. Let's take a look. You see, that's me. That's me. Maybe you can find yourself in the video clip as well, right? By the things you have done and the things we have left undone, that's me. And if God chose to hold off all the things against us, who could stand? But this is how we live our lives sometimes. Say, you know what? Maybe I'm going to just hold off it. You may find many books about ways to let them go. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's not easy. Somebody has done little things and you let go and redirect yourself saying, it's not a big deal. I'm going to just let go of it. Then what do we do with that? So I want to introduce one way, RAP. It's an acronym, RAP. When you feel somebody offended you, or we pause, we say, wait a second, wait a minute, how many times have I done something wrong in my life? Almost the same one. We can take a moment, wait. Maybe you can make a list of a couple of things that you have done or irritated people around you. When we find ourselves doing the same one, I think it's a little bit easier to understand the person and let go. And the second one is remember. Remember good memories with the person. We may remember our good relationship and good memories. And the third one is let's assume the best. Assume the best of the person. Maybe we say, she probably had a bad day. Maybe he had really tough. He has to go home in a minute. Maybe we can think about that on the street in this planting season. When you drive, you find a huge truck. Maybe you can use some patience and use some skill over there. I have very little amount of patience, but I think I can use that in this planting season. So when you see a huge truck and tractor, we can use that. And the last one is to pray. Pray for the people. We pray, God, bless this person and help them and encourage them to know what happened, what they have done, and help me to let go of it. And we remember Jesus said, pray for those people who have wronged you. And many times, we may find our heart beginning to let it go. So here, this might be something we can do with small stuff. We have to grow in that, and it doesn't come naturally, and we have to cultivate this attitude of grace and mercy toward other people. And it is what Jesus taught us to do. Because our willingness to do that, practice forgiveness, it is tied to our relationship with God. And we become the people of grace and mercy. And I think most of us get this. We are trying and working on this. But the real challenge comes with big stuff. When I think about this, I think about serious betrayal that are painful. We can't just let go of it. I think about affair, stealing, cheating, and breaking confidence. You can come up with many examples of something that are not small stuff. And this is a serious deal of our life. And when you begin to think about that, oh, yeah, I feel like, when I think about that, I feel like my blood pressure goes up. When you think about that and talk about that, we need to think about the impact of those things. And I picture of us carrying a heavy backpack with those serious stuff with us. We take them with us. And many people cannot just let it go. It's painful. It's getting heavier and heavier, and it could hurt our identity and confidence. And it could also bring harm to our physical health. We are going to feel hurt, wounded, and angry. And these are the whole process in our lives. We have been there. You have been there. I have been there. Yet, if we are unwilling to let those things go, we just keep piling them in our backpacks, holding on to them, and carrying them with us. Finally, it hurts us. Our life becomes harder, and we find less joy. Literally, it's killing us. And somehow, we have to learn how to let it go. With that in mind, I want to ask a couple of questions. Forgiveness. So if we forgive somebody, does that mean what they did that was wrong was okay? It's going to be okay? Of course not. We know that. When we forgive somebody, we are letting go of the pain in our own lives. We are not saying what the person did was okay. It was not okay. But we are not going to allow it to continue to affect us. We will not hold it against them, wasting our time and energy forever, even though it was wrong. It is like, I'm not gonna let the pain ruin my precious time and life and my relationship with my family and my precious relationship with God. Instead, I will focus on the value and preciousness and the beauty of God's blessing in my life and the people around me. And the second question is, does forgiving this means consequences? Once more, I think you know the answer. No. So here is the fun stuff. When I was little, I did something wrong, yes, of course, many times. That caused my parents punishment. My mother put me in a timeout, pull, timeout, kneel down, timeout. And I had to kneel down for a while and I said, Mom, I'm really sorry. I did wrong. Then my mom said, Okay, I know, honey. That's okay. I still love you. Then, Mom, can I just stand up? Do I have to kneel down? Then my mom said, Oh, yes, honey. You gotta stay there for a while. Why did I have to kneel down if my mom understood and loved me? Because she wanted me to learn something that consequences are significant in our life. The goal is not punishment, but knowing better and walking in the path in the future. That is how our criminal justice system works. I'm going to talk about that next week a little bit more, or in 2 weeks a little bit more, with Joseph's story. And I want to wrap it up with our faith journey in our church. Let's think about that. We have many people. We love our church. We love one another. But we know we are different in our view. In many ways, we have different value systems. Somebody finds more value in reading and meditating the word, while other people in education or fellowship. Some others in helping other people and seeking justice. Even if we find differences between us, even we often see each other, we find very differences. Even though we may have argument, we need to practice, small or big. Forgiveness is really big. We may argue about what we need to do for good as a community of faith, just like someone loves the cross. I love it. Some people, we need to acknowledge and find, maybe some other people love flowers, some others, beauties. They find beauties in other world. Even when we think we are right, we need to know we could hurt and wound other people, and we get hurt and wounded. And at that moment, would you please talk to the person and remember the wrath. Wait, remember, assume the good, and pray. In the church, at home, in neighborhood, and beyond. And always remember this. I see Jesus in you. Here is what I see. Whenever I see you, I see Jesus in you. Because I see Jesus in you, I can love you more. I love you more, not because of your solid theology or what you have done in the past, but because of who you are and what you do for good and God, people and God, and because of your love. And I want you to see Jesus in yourself and the people around you. And whenever we need to practice forgiveness, wrap. And my hope and prayers are we find less hurting and wounding, but we get refreshed, restored, and reconciled among us. And we need to ask for forgiveness and extend our forgiveness to others.